Proclamation number 7625, dated the June 18th, 1960. God's justice demands atonement. Every injustice is to be atoned for by the sinner. This is demanded by my justice. And this sin has to be removed on earth or in the beyond, and when a soul, burdened by sins it had committed on earth, enters the spiritual kingdom, it can take an infinitely long time until it has removed this guilt of sin. Yet it is unable to make amends for the original sin of the past apostasy from me in the kingdom of the beyond, because the original sin is too great for the being to remove it itself, whether on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. Nevertheless, even a soul still burdened by the original sin is demanded to make amends for sins it had committed on earth, and for these alone it might have to endure an unspeakably difficult and agonizing fate, because my justice demands compensation for every sin. Yet my infinite love has taken pity on all sinners, it has redeemed the guilt of sin, it has made reparations for it. It accomplished the act of salvation on behalf of sin-burdened humanity, and it also paid for the original sin, so that the souls will be able to enter the spiritual kingdom truly redeemed when they have to leave the physical body. I have made the atonement myself in the human being Jesus through my bitter suffering and dying on the cross, through an act of compassion which only love was able to accomplish. And thus even the greatest sinner can be released from his sin and enter the kingdom of light, provided he accepts salvation, provided he voluntarily approaches me in Jesus Christ and for the sake of the crucifixion appeals to me for forgiveness. Yet this path to the cross is to be taken in free will, otherwise the human being places himself outside the act of salvation. Otherwise he does not belong to those for whom my blood was shed as atonement for humanity's guilt of sin. You will only be able to appreciate the great importance of the act of salvation if you consider that it depends on you yourselves as to what kind of fate you will sooner or later experience in eternity, if you imagine that immeasurable suffering will await you because you have sinned and do not accept the mercy of Jesus Christ who wants to release you from your guilt of sin, if you consider that you yourselves will not even be able to redeem your immense sin within an eternity and will therefore have to linger in unspeakable torment and darkness for eternities. And, if you consider that you can also be released from your own guilt by just handing yourselves over to me in Jesus Christ, if you walk with your guilt of sin to the cross and appeal to me in Jesus for forgiveness, you have to answer for every sin and make amends, and you'll have sinned in your earthly life. But you'll can also find forgiveness. You can become free from your guilt and enter redeemed into the kingdom of bliss by just turning to Jesus Christ, to the divine Redeemer, who has served me myself as a cover, because my love wanted to accomplish the act of salvation for you humans, and this could only take place in the external shape of a human being, who took all sins upon himself, who suffered and died as a human being and who shed his blood out of love in order to help his fellow human beings and release them from spiritual adversity. You need only direct your path to him, you need only entrust yourselves to him in your spiritual hardship, confess your sins to him and ask him that he might also have shed his blood on your behalf, so that you will be released from your guilt of sin, so that you will be able to enter the spiritual kingdom when the day of passing away from this earth has come for you. And he will accept you, he will wipe out your guilt of sin, for he has satisfied my justice. He has endured the suffering and pain which you should have endured and which you cannot be spared if you leave the earth unredeemed, without Jesus Christ. Admittedly, you will still be able to call upon and find him in the kingdom of the beyond. And even then you can still be redeemed. But the path is long and difficult and you often lack the will to do so. Yet without Jesus Christ, the gate to the kingdom of light remains locked for you. Without Jesus Christ, you will never be able to become blessed. Amen.